Thank you, Brother Lloyd, and I really feel the presence of the Lord in here. And we thank you for everything. I'm going to get right into this because I really feel like the Lord is pulling for people toward Him to help them tonight. And I really don't feel really like, let me just share with you what I feel like. And how many's going to help me tonight? How many's looking for an altar? Well, my heart's touched tonight. The Lord is moving, powerful move, and tender spirit. And I want to read, and I'm not really going to just, I'll just tell you, I'm not going to really throw myself in energies into this sermon. I know you're wondering, I'm not going to sing either if you're thinking that. But I'm going to try to maybe make a 30-minute altar call here. How many's with me here tonight? I felt the Lord touch me in prayer today and show me some folks. I'm not wanting to bypass them. Amen. Are you understanding me? And I'm going to turn to Acts, the book of Acts chapter 3. This is just going to be a refresher course on what we've heard all week long, but I believe God brought us to this point for the life of somebody. And I don't know, maybe some folks came tonight already in this wave toward the altar. And but I just feel like, and I hope you'll go with me, and I'll tell you how I know you're going with me, if you'll say amen a little bit every now and then. And if you feel it, I want you, because I felt that pull and that surge. And if you could, amen, if we could, I don't know if we could do this. I know we can't probably. But if you were in here that felt that pull, amen, during this moving of the Spirit, but did not respond, you're the one the Lord is wanting to reach for one more time. Now, if I'd have a show of hands in here, of all of you that felt it and didn't move, I'm not gonna ask you to raise your hand, but there would be several in here. Amen. You say, you know a whole lot. No, I don't. Amen. But I do know that God has His eye on some folks in this house tonight. And, I'm nervous. This is too big a crowd for me. And all of that. But I don't have time for a nervous breakdown. Okay. Because I got to try to save somebody, amen, before, amen. Can you say amen to that? I'm going to quit saying, can you say amen, amen, after a while. Praise God. I want to read out of this scripture, and verse 1, Acts 3. Now, there's really something significant about Acts 3. For you Bible scholars, you'll know this. But Acts 3 is right after Acts 2. And it's significant. Maybe I can pull that into my sermon here in just a little bit. But you already noticed that, didn't you, huh? Listen to this. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Y'all still with me? And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. 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 His purpose, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none." And everybody can relate to that. "But such as I have, give I thee." I want you to listen to me now. "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he, leaping up, stood, and he walked, and then he entered, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking, praising God. Bored you. Lord, help me preach here in a little bit. And a few more words I want to get to us. Stay with me here. "And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." Lift your hands this way and ask the Lord to anoint me. Praise his name. Praise his name. Now, I know we've heard this today. We've heard this whole scenario all week long. Amen. Third chapter, book of Acts. As I've said already, right after the second chapter of the book of Acts, where these men that are walking up to the temple, amen, praise God, we're going to church again. Praise God. Peter and John, full of the Holy Ghost, just previously, now they're doing what churches do. One last time, can you say? They did what we've been talking about all week long. Am I right? They went up together. Praise God at the hour of prayer. Woo! Ain't nothing wrong with consistency. Devotion. That's what we ought to do. Just amen. That's what we did tonight. Friday night to your old campground. Everybody in town showed up with a few extras. Just to fulfill our obligation. Nothing wrong with that. Would you say, you know what, I said I wasn't going to say no more? Whew, you got it. Praise God. Now let the Lord lead you from here out, all right? There's something these men, and I want you to notice, I'm not going to discredit, because in the last chapter, amen, of John, these two men weren't really going up together. Somebody say amen. Peter looked around after the Lord said to him, Satan desires to have you and sift you as the wheat. And Peter just looked around like a lot of people do, wanting to bring somebody else into the conversation. He just asked Peter three times, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" All right, all right. I'd probably get the hint after a while. This man's not convinced. Then he looked around And he looked over at John, who had been close to Jesus at the Last Supper and had his head over on him. And Peter said in his big fisherman's brawny voice, he looked at Jesus and said, "Well, what's he gonna do?" Y'all ain't getting this, are you? Should I go down there? Or is it? I'll just step here for now, okay? Y'all sweeten up a little and I'll come down there. Praise God. But I'm gonna tell you, preacher already mentioned this morning after the upper room, things changed. I know, after the resurrection, yes, but after the upper room, things changed. Oh, come on now. You say, what in the world are you wanting to preach? Just hang on here, amen, for 10 more minutes and you'll see, maybe. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, we did what the church ought to do. How many knows, amen, we have a beautiful church? Somebody say amen. Amen. When the church does what they ought to do, it's a beautiful thing. Can you say amen? I was right with the preacher. Amen. I was right with him. No sad songs to sing. Amen. I'm not stumbling over hypocrites in my church. Oh, there's one here and there to keep us honest. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe one lurking around here, but I want to tell you the church is a beautiful place. Somebody say amen. Woo! Somebody say amen. Now listen. On their way into this, through the beautiful gate, through the beautiful church, there was somebody lame. He laid there as often as they went up to church, he was laying there. Now this church, that beautiful church, here's the part that really makes the church beautiful. Can you say amen? Are you getting it? Shake your head real loud. The Bible said he was lame and he'd been there over 40 years. And I'm going to hurry because I'm going to reach for somebody and I want you to help me. Listen to me. You're here. You're at the beautiful place. But your life is not you. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Raise your hand and pray for me right here. It's hard for us sometimes, amen, Brother Lloyd. It's hard for us sometimes, amen, to see this. You know, and the, I titled this sermon that I was going to preach, and I'm even into another phase of it, but I titled this sermon to the church, Don't Look Away. Are you listening to me? Amen. And what happened when these men came up? Amen. And I don't know if they'd ever seen him before, amen, that day. But there's a good chance, amen, that these men in their devotion and their consistency, amen, had saw this lame man laying there before now. Well, there's something about this night, and there's something about this hour of prayer. Are you with me here? Amen. There's something about this hour of prayer. Amen. The Bible said that Peter with John, you're not going to help me out here. Amen. But the Bible said, Peter with John fastened his eyes, amen, upon this man. Amen. There he lay, and he fastened his eyes upon him. Amen. Can I ask the church tonight in this beautiful place, amen, can I ask you to do, amen, me a favor, amen, together with me as we go into this temple and the presence of the Lord, could we fasten our eyes on the lame man? I'm almost, don't speak much. Help me, Lord. I looked over this, Brother D, today, prayed about this. I felt the Lord impress me. There were going to be several here tonight. You say, that's not very spiritual, Brother Randy. You know, in a crowd this big. But the Lord showed me your faces. And you're here. Some have already responded somewhat. Amen. There's a preacher's kid. This man had been carried. Amen. He was a bird. Are you listening? He was a burden to those that loved him. Amen. They carried him every day. Amen. And let him down. You know, one of the symptoms of this man's, amen, lame feet and ankles. He stayed down a lot. And you do too. Need to help me preach right here. Your circumstance keeps you down. You're sitting here. It's a beautiful place. And people are worshiping. But you're not worshiping. Amen. Come on now. But oh, listen, the night ain't over. Whoa, somebody say amen. I said the night ain't over. Amen. Because you know what the church is going to do right now? It's going to fasten their eyes. Amen. Upon you. No, we're not going to do like my kids used to do, Brother Tracy. When some stranger come, they turned around their pew and they watched them all night long. Some of the teenage girls, if it was a boy, they turned around and watched him all night and said, oh, he just got one earring and a tattoo. That ain't bad. Just kidding. Sort of. Ooh, a lame man. Amen. He was down. He got used to it. He give up. Amen. On ever standing, ever walking, ever leaping was out of the question. I know the night. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. There wasn't much hope for me either. Are you listening to me? Amen. I want to preach for somebody in this house. Yes, the church is going up to the house of God. But they've got time, amen, to look upon your need. And God wants to deliver somebody in this house. Right. Don't quit me now. I ain't going to preach a long time. I'll be done here in a little bit. But not till I reach, amen, amen, to this lame man. I want you to look. Amen. I don't know if anybody here ever begged before. This man, only thing he had left in his life was to depend upon those friends of his to carry him in a thoroughfare where people were going in a busy way. And at church would be a good place where maybe they would try, amen, to act real religious and give him, amen, a coin in his cup. Amen. Come on now. But how many knows this man needed much more than a coin in the cup? You're in this house tonight, and you've enjoyed the beautiful environment, amen, and the ornate door of the gateway to heaven. You enjoy the spiritual singing. You enjoy the preaching. You enjoy the anointing, but you're lame, and you have no hope. I need a church right here. I need a church to go with me. We find sometimes ourselves looking away like the Levite and the priest when the man had fell among thieves. My heart goes out today. I mean, the Lord broke my heart for some folks in this. And I couldn't help, Brother Tracy, when I realized the shape some folks are in here. I couldn't help think of some of my loved ones that are in that situation. And all my heart went out. You know, when we just pass by, we don't realize that this man or woman is in this place because they fell among thieves. We don't realize, amen, that we have within us a means to help these folks. I ain't doing no good, am I? I'm trying to reach. When I feel like the Lord's done with this, I'm going to make an altar. Amen. I don't feel it yet. Amen. I want to tell some preacher's kid in this house tonight, you go through the motions. You know how to do it. Amen. Listen, hear me now. I'm telling you right. Amen. You know how to go through the motions. But really, amen, you're lame. You can't stand on your own. You can't walk on your own. Amen. Come on now. Amen. You're surely not leaving. Oh yeah, you may even get in the choir. Amen, but no response. I tell you, God wants to set you free tonight. Are you listening to me? Amen, the church is going to look at you. Amen, come on church. I said the church is going to look at you. And they're going to fasten their eyes on you. And they're going to pray for you. No, they're not going to stare at you. No, they're not going to wonder who I'm talking about. But church, listen, we can't afford our camp meetings. Amen, to be without this view of that down man or that down woman that's in this house tonight. Lift your hands and pray for somebody right here. We don't need to go much further. Church, pray one more time. Listen to me now. Please pray for me. I know this is unusual. I know it is. But I feel right in the will of God here right now. I know you're not with me yet. And I don't know what the Lord is going to do with you. But listen, church, it ain't like it used to be. We got a lot of wounds in this house. Hear me? So we got and these folks in here tonight, lame from their mother's womb. No, nothing they did. No crisis arrived. Just the place they were born. Amen. The situation that life dealt them. Are you listening to me? That's where you're at tonight. Oh, I know. I know that the vast majority of this crowd, amen, is waiting for me to get done. Amen. To get back to the shouting. Hallelujah. Amen. But I don't think we can move on. Amen. Until we reach for that one. Amen. That can't walk straight anymore. Can't stand for very long. Are you listening to me? Amen. You've been betrayed. You've been forsaken. It turned your life upside down. You're sitting outside the gate. You can't go in, amen, and you're just begging for any little touch that you can get. Tonight is going to be over for you. Lift your hands. Ask the Lord to touch somebody in this. Hear me. Hey, I felt this today, all night. When the service got high and the Holy Ghost got to move and the confirmation came, I almost stepped out and made the plea. But it turned, Brother Lloyd. Did you notice that? Did you notice? Amen. The service turned and it became, amen, obvious that I was going to feel this pulpit. I've read you my text. I've told you. I've read to the church, amen, with this burden. Hey, the church, the real beautiful church, has a burden for the lost. Can you say amen? And you're in here tonight. Now listen, you may not, listen, You're here tonight. Hey, there's a few marriages in this house. Amen. That needs a touch. Amen. Come on now. You say, boy, you're just shooting in the dark. Oh no. You listen to me preach to you tonight. Amen. There's more to this. Amen. Than viewing the beautiful gate. You can go into, amen, the temple and let the Lord move in your life. Amen. God wants to reach for you. Amen. In this house tonight. Amen. We heard about hellfire last night. You can't preach any better on hell than that. A great response at the altar. Amen. But I'm here with another message. I'm here the message of the church. We've got to get together and we've got to go up to the house of God and we've got to lay our eyes upon, amen, that lame one in the gate and see him delivered.
Lord,
I want you to lift your hands right here and ask the Lord to move in this heart. Would you bow your heads with me just a minute? Every head bowed at will. You've been struggling, sis. You just about got used to the fact that asking for alms at the gate is going to be your life story. God's speaking to you right now. Keep your head bowed just a minute. I want you to raise your hand. That's going to help you. If it's you I'm talking to, won't you raise your hand right here? There's a hand. Another. There's another. Raise your hand up high. If you're tired of being lame and you want to leap, raise your hand. See another hand. There it is. See it? Raise another hand. Keep your head bowed just a moment, please. There's a marriage in here that needs some work. It'll be hard for you to do. But it's time. It's time. You say, I would raise my hand, but he won't. She raises her hand, I'm not going to. You need God to help you tonight. Is there a couple in here? I know this is tough. Is there a couple in here who raise your hand and say, preacher, you're talking to us. We're on the brink. We need miracle. You say, that's tough. Nobody's watching. Nobody. It matters. Come on. Oh, yeah. You say, well, he's not here. She's not here. Well, raise your hand for him. Let's see it. There you go. Another one. See that hand? Another. Come on, church. Are you with me? I don't feel you pushing with me right here. I need to feel you pushing with me. You wouldn't believe the hands in that's went up here and the tears that have fell and the lives. And I'm going to ask you, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Can the church say praise the Lord? I may love to see somebody leap to their feet and stand that hadn't stood in a long time. Come on now. There's a preacher's youngin' in here. More than one. You've seen this from the inside out, as Brother John mentioned earlier. Hear me. I'm going to warn you right here. Hear me. Hear me, young man. I'm going to give you a warning. You play church long enough. Tonight's the night. You get the healing. Strength in your feet so you can walk. You can stand. You can leap. Church, are you with me? If you're with me, say amen. Stand all over. There's others in here. I'm not going to take the time. But we need an altar. I wish I could feel you. I wish I could feel you. But we need an altar. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to start moving, church. I want you to start moving. Come in prayer and fasten your eyes on these that raise their hands that are struggling tonight. I want you to come. You know where to go. Come. Are you up there? Are you lost? Do you need the Lord to help you? Come on down. Make the trip. Get your companion by the hand and say, hey, it ain't going to hurt anything. Just come on down. Come on. Anybody up here, you need the Lord? Amen. You've been going to church, but you're not right with God. You want to come and get right? Come on. How about it, husband, wife? How about it, children? How about it? Won't you come tonight? Come on. Come on, church. Believe with me. Believe God with me. Come on. Come on down. Come on down the aisle. Come on. That's right. You need to come on. Bring it on down here. Bring your broken life. Bring your broken heart. Bring it. Bring it down here. Stand to your feet and believe God. Put strength in you. Come on down. Come on down. Come on, broken home. Come down and restruct it. Come on. To the church. Woo, come on now. Lend them a hand and lift them up to their feet.
Let me at thy throne of mercy.
God's going to work on it. Come on now. Come on. Feel this altar. Don't go home. Don't be carried home like you came. Come on.